Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station like KWIR in Winter, South Dakota. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, reminding you if you have items to submit for The Good Stuff, we do appreciate that, and you can send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge@gmail.com. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment if you're in town on another day. Give them a call at 605-642-5884. 25 different vendors and a variety of antiques and collectibles that change inventory all the time. So you got to keep stopping back at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. They all get lots of coverage in Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Mike, do you have some good stuff for us?
I have something about a county fair, since this is county fair season and all.
That's right.
From Tiffany Knoll, and this was in the Midwest Farm Report here a while back, and the Manitowoc County Fair. Passion for the fair is something that runs in my family, and it started with my parents. My mom and dad had a love for the fair that grew every year. I attended my first fair when I was only 13 days old. I'm proud to say I've been going to this fair for 29 years, and I look forward to the fair every year. I grew up with my siblings showing a long list of projects. Our parents encouraged us to show as many things as possible and to give it our best effort. When I was old enough to join my brothers and sisters, I jumped right in. The fair is a place that we could show our projects and spend time connecting with old friends and meeting new ones. We worked hard to get our home farm chores done and then off to the fair. We have many great laughs as we reminisce about the fair as children. A story that comes to mind is my sister winning the grand champion hog and my brother claiming he did all the work of training and feeding the pig. The pig's name was Fred, by the way.
Important.
To this day, there's a debate as to who actually did more work. I guess we'll never know. We always worked on projects up to the day they were to be exhibited. My oldest sister even finished sewing a pair of shorts on the car ride to the fair to get them judged. They were the best shorts, and they lasted for years. There are so many parts I love about the fair. A favorite is food. As a youth, I enjoyed a lot of shaved ice. My record was 27 in one fair.
Oh, wow.
I still enjoy one every time I'm at the fair, not as many as I used to. My dad loved cheese on a stick. It was a must every year, and don't forget the teeny-weeny donuts. Even when my parents needed wheelchairs to get around, we would go to the fair. The fair was a place of joy and community for my parents, and they instilled that for the next generations. Our family is still very active in the fair, and my nieces are carrying on the fair tradition. As a family, we go to fairs all over the nation because of my parents' love for the fair. And again, that was from Tiffany Knoll out of the Midwest Farm Report.
Well, thanks, Mike. I enjoyed that as well. Okay, here are some occupations that never die. Old beekeepers never die. They just buzz off. Old bingo players never die. They just wait until their number comes up.
That's true.
That's right. Old blasting technicians never die. They just lose their spark.
Well, if you don't have a spark, then you're probably dead.
Yep. And old blondes never fade. They just die away, as in D-Y-E.
Oh.
And old bookkeepers never die. They just lose their figures. I thought that was cute. And one last one, occupations that never die. Old bootleggers never die. They just keep still.
Keep still.
That's okay. Right. And I got some people facts, or do you have something now?
Well, I had a couple things here that are some truths about life. There is no correlation between the price of a brand of batteries and how long they last.
Really?
Breaking new ground only takes a small amount more effort than you're used to giving. One of the best things you can do for your kids is take them on road trips. I'm not a parent, but I was a kid once. And the fewer possessions you have, the more they do for you. So those are just some few truths about life in there.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, if you've got something that you think would be great on The Good Stuff, we encourage you to send it to us. We love to share the things that you send in. It's kimhburge@gmail.com. Send them all in, and we'll read them all if we can. You have been listening to The Good Stuff